Mornings on WRHI.
All right, good Tuesday morning to you. It's 7:42. We're looking at 29 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
As always, we love welcoming in our listeners on AM 1340, the OGs, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Of course, on Tuesdays, you know, we check in with our school districts in York County, our four public school districts in York County. And this week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Clover School District. We have Brian Dillon joining us. And good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Lucas. Good morning, Alex.
All right, sir. Well, needless to say, you all have had a lot of news on the campus of the Clover School District. Kind of let you go from there and celebrate all that has happened and your schools in case folks have not been up to date on what's going on in the Clover School District.
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic year at Clover High School, been a great year in Clover School District. And we got word last Wednesday from the State Department of Education that Mr. Wayne Williams is a finalist for State Teacher of the Year. And he's a CTE teacher, teaches engineering. And it's a great opportunity for him to really show how strong he is with what he does, the job he does teaching engineering. Just last year, we had to add an extra course for him because the desire for the students to have more time with him was so great. We had an extra class with him, so he's doing a great job, and this is just a great opportunity and show of how great he is.
And Brian, he has an interesting story. Didn't he come from the business world many years ago and then decided to have a second career as a teacher? So he's bringing real world experience into the classroom.
That's absolutely right. He's showing that there's more than one route into the world of education. He started as an engineer himself, worked in the workforce outside of education, and has brought that to his classroom, and his students really enjoy the hands-on ways that he likes to go about his classroom, and it's made a huge difference.
So after that, so he's one of five finalists for State Teacher of the Year, the other one coming from the Fort Mill School District. So York County is home to two State Teacher of the Year finalists. That's very impressive, and I think we definitely caught the attention of State Superintendent Ellen Weaver, don't you think, Brian?
Oh, yeah. She had great things to say about everybody in York County. She was very excited to meet Mr. Williams last week when she came to Clover High School and hear more about his story, meet his family, talk to Dr. Quinn. So it was a great opportunity for her. She's very interested in those alternative paths. She's very interested in CTE and those opportunities for students to get those hands-on experiences. So, it was a great opportunity to have a discussion about that.
So not only did you have that honoree, you also had another principal there within the Clover School District getting an honor on top of the honor that Rod Ruth, the principal at Clover High School, got back in the fall. And bring us up to speed about this latest honor.
Yes, Ms. Carrie Boland was recently named the SCASA's CTE Principal of the Year for her work in the career and technical education world. So she is the direct report for Mr. Williams. So in addition to have a finalist for State Teacher of the Year, you've got the Principal of the Year. So a lot of great things are happening in our CTE program. She's raised the profile. She's had added additional courses, firefighter course, line workers course, up the number of CAKE completers that are going through programs and ending with credentials that are ready to go into the workforce. So she's done a fantastic job raising the profile of the CTE courses at Clover High School.
So this school, So this school year, Brian, Rod Ruth, who's the principal at Clover High School, was named basically the South Carolina Principal of the Year. Carrie got her honor for the Applied Technology Center, like those schools.
Yes.
And then Wayne Williams got it for State Teacher of the Year. I mean, you all
Donald's for State Teacher of the Year.
Y'all are
massive year,
killing it.
Y'all are having a banner year. I know you were also a finalist for Palmetto's Finest. That one did not go in your favor, but my goodness, maybe you got too much. Maybe you got too much love that they wanted to spread it out to other people.
Yeah, when you just run through those lists of awards, the Principal of the Year, the CTE Principal of the Year, finalist for State Teacher of the Year, you consider a 96% graduation rate. You consider the pilots program where we had over 10% of a national quota for pilot scholarships, the work that's done in our musical programs with the world championship last year with the percussion drum line, the state champion choraliers, the test scores that are in the top, at the top level of the state. It's been a great year, and we were kind of biased, so we thought we had a really good shot at Palmetto's Finest. And those accolades, they say a lot.
They certainly do, but I know you all do not wake up every day looking for those kind of awards. It is certainly nice when you're recognized and you get a pat on your back. And so, you educate the kids that are there now, and certainly addressing the needs there with the passing of your bond in the last year to accommodate growth, right, and to make sure that kids have more of an opportunity to learn. And not so much necessarily in the traditional classroom setting, these applied technology center camp, these classes, I know, are gaining more and more interest from the new generation. So it's exciting to see, Brian, what holds the future holds for the next school year within the Clover School District, just in the next school year, as well as what 4 to 5 years down the way.
That's right. And we actually held a CTE showcase at Clover Middle School last year. So students in our CTE courses went over to Clover Middle School and gave the students, the seventh grade students, an opportunity to hear about what they're doing, so they can get they can hear about it earlier in their educational career and start to gain that interest for it as they move towards their high school days.
Well, that's great right there. Go ahead and mapping up your future. It's getting younger and younger and younger for sure. Brian Dillon is the public information officer with the Clover School District. Again, needless to say, Brian, you've had a pretty easy job in the last couple of weeks and months. Sharing all of this news, but we do know that your job is also, you also see the other side of your job as well. So we certainly appreciate that, Brian. Kudos to everyone there in the Clover School District. And continue to update us about what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lucas and Alex.
Thanks, sir.